Blog Talk Radio.
Since you already said hello, I'm not even going to introduce myself. Y'all know who I am. I'm KC. Look, I'm not going to introduce you, man. I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are, man.
What's good with it? It's YZ right here.
What's good? What's good? So how was your weekend so far, man?
Man, it's been great, man. Just been busy. Busy. I tried to get your DM, but I don't get no service over here that great. So I was like, let me just call real fast. But I've been real busy just doing all this. My mixtape's gonna be crazy. I just had so many features on it. This past weekend, we was in the studio for 12 hours straight. Like,
oh man.
Man, crazy, man. So I got a Ziggy from Baltimore, Maryland, on a mixtape. I got Sia on the mixtape. We're about to shoot a video for the song Let Me In real soon. You know, we're going to do it in L.A. or we're going to do it in the Bay, but it's getting shot, man, me and her. I'm doing Sweet Heat Miami, so you know that's going to be great. So I got a lot of things coming up, man.
Oh, man, how does it feel to work with all these great artists, man, like Sia and Ziggy, man? How does it feel?
I mean, it's just a blessing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm from Berkeley, California. Like, I'm from the hood. So we really just, you know, like, I grew up with nothing. Like, so when I say I come from nothing to something, I really mean it, you know? We single parent home, we didn't have too much. So, like, just being able to be cool with and associate with and even work with, you know, dope artists is just great to me. You know what I'm saying? It's just a blessing. I just thank God every day for everything, you know? So it's crazy. I just feel like, you know, the whole scene is going to be, like, big. It's, you know, they're finally starting to recognize us. That's why I named the mixtape Perfect Timing, because, you know, they're starting to respect artists like us. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sia's getting the respect that she deserves now. You know what I'm saying? That she should have got a long time ago. You know? So it's like every doors are just opening up for everybody. It's just a blessing.
Respect, man. So, well, we already heard you say you're from California. So where did you get the name Young Shorty from?
Man, I was playing basketball. I used to go to El Cerrito High for a minute. And it was two shorties that was there. Like, I got the nickname because I'm obviously short, but everybody on the team, you know, they was just like 5'11", you know, the big post girl. So they just was like calling us Shorty Number One and Shorty Number Two, and then it was just like Shorty just stuck, you know, all the way from high school to college and stuff. So, you know, when I went to college, you know, the basketball team was like, man, we just gonna call you, you know, Doo-Wop. I ended up putting everything together, so I just threw the Young in the front, so it was Young Shorty Doo-Wop. And it's just been the name ever since. And people just call me, you know, YSD for short, you know. So it's just, you know, just a little crazy nickname for being little.
Okay. Deep. So, Shorty. So, what does your act consist of, man? Like, especially for those who have never heard of you or have never seen you on the stage, like, what would they expect coming to one of your shows?
Man, craziness. I got some dancers that go crazy. My dancer Pooter, he's insane. Kamari's insane. He's a choreographer, both of them choreographers. Like Pooter, you know, he's danced on the Grammys and all kind of stuff. Like, this is like real people that have been doing stuff. You know, I got a female named Ebony, you know, that's going crazy. And then I got new dancers that want to dance for me. So I'm like kind of like doing auditions and stuff for that right now. But as far as stage presence and everything, like, sometimes I'll bring out a live band. Like, I'll have a drummer, my whole band, a drummer, two keyboardists, a bass guitar, you know, another guitar. And, you know, it's just crazy. Like, I had opened up for Too Short, and we had a live band, and it was insane, man. You couldn't even walk in there. There was so many people in there, man. And it's just like, I'll either have my DJ Hill Real DJing, or I'll have a live band. Either way it goes, it's going to go crazy. It's going to have the dancers everywhere. You know, sometimes if I do like a singing number, I'll have roses for the ladies. You know, just be romantic and stuff, you know, throw out some T-shirts or something or whatnot. But, like, I just hype the crowd up. My dancers hype them up. They go crazy. They know the words on my phone. That's the best feeling in the world, to just be performing for, you know, like when I did Pride last year. You know, Pride, that SFI is like over a million people come to Pride. So it was just crazy. And everybody just singing my songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the inside, I just want to cry because I'm so happy that I'm just so blessed and privileged to do something like this. It's just amazing, man. The show was just crazy. Like, anytime I got a show, they need to come out. I got a show on Friday out here in the Bay. They need to come through, man. It's going crazy. Yeah, the agenda is going down. I got a show with a HBK gang. You know, they got the big hits. That real song with 2 Chainz. You know, like, they do big things. They got songs with Wiz Khalifa. You know, like, they big. You know, big now. They all on Worldstar, so. HBK Skip, we going to tear it down, you know, because I do straight venues too. So that's a straight club that I'm doing. So, like, I'm always promoting for straight clubs and gay clubs. So I want to be worldwide. I'm not trying to just be in one lane, you know?
Right.
And I'm trying to, you know, expand the brand everywhere.
Yes, I'm digging that. How would you describe your music for the audience that have never seen you? I said that before. Let's not ask that again, please. Because you already gave it to me so pretty that I was, you know, I had to reword it a little bit. But hey, you gave it to me. You already answered 2 questions in one. So that's good.
But the world of music, you know what? I do R&B and I do rap. So, you know, I've had people. Prime example. I've had a girl. And several people have hit me, like, inbox me, or, you know, if they, you know, someone flipped my number to somebody, or they email me and tell me, hey, you know, that song you had, I got an R&B song called Good Night. And it's basically talking about relationships and, you know, basically you're tired of dealing with the problems with that the person in a relationship with is giving you, and you just want to say you're done with them. I've had someone tell me, hey, that song right there, I kept playing it over and over and over again, and it got me over my relationship with the person I was with because it gave me the strength to leave them. And I'm looking at them like, wow. Like, I never, you know, when I do music in the studio, I do from things from my heart and things that I've experienced, and I'm just trying to have fun and, you know, touch people, but I didn't realize the effect I really had on people when people would be like, hey, what's going on? Or, you know, they just feel like I'm a celebrity. But to me, I'm just so humble and so chill. I don't ever look at that type of stuff. Like, they're like, who's the gay ambassador out here in the Bay? And I'm just looking like, I'm just me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never really trip off of it, you know? But the music is something just, I just want to be legendary, you know? It's like everybody can try, but if you give up, man, it ain't even no point in even, you know, looking forward to your stuff. Like, I just want to do something. I want to kick down doors. I want to break barriers. I want to touch people. I want people to feel inspired. And I have people that, like, when I first started doing the music stuff, it wasn't that many, like, lesbian artists out here that was, like, really out there doing their music. And now it's, like, it's a lot of them coming up. It's a lot of upcoming artists. And they're like, you know, there's some of them will hit me like, hey, Jody, you know, how did you do this? And, you know, ask me for advice or whatever. But, you know, it's like, it's just crazy. I just, man, this music is something. Music can bring people together, and that's what I'm trying to do. Every genre, every race, every gender, everything. I want everybody to be together and just feel the love of the music. I want to do something great.
All right. Whew. Since we up here so much, I see you love music, man. Thank you back to early childhood, man. What would you feel like was your first experience with music? And I want you to name that. Now, go ahead. Go ahead, answer that one. We can go to the second part next. Go ahead.
First, well, I grew up in the Michael Jackson era. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people may just look at me or just, you know, see pictures on Instagram or whatever. People don't know, but, like, I could dance. I grew up on dancing. I started off as a dancer. I used to dance back up for the New Boys, you know what I'm saying? So I would do stuff like that. So music, my early childhood with music is like Michael Jackson. You know, I'm old school, like Anita Baker, Jodeci, Drew Hill, you know, Brandy, like, and legends like the Isley Brothers and stuff like that. So, like, you know, that's where my influence comes from. Like, I feel like if you want to be the best, you have to channel the best. You know what I'm saying? So you got to channel those people that's been in the game for years strong, where they ain't even got to drop another album. They can just go on tour when they feel like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm the James Browns and Sam Cooks and all that stuff. Like, I'm really from, like, Motown. I love Motown and, you know, the early 90s, you know, with Teddy Riley and Guy and, you know what I'm saying, R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. Like, I love all that. That's just, it's just so dope for me. So my early childhood was all old school music. My mama's old. She didn't have me until she was about 32. So, you know, I don't have no young mom. I got an older mom. So when everybody else was bumping whatever was popular right then, she was playing that as the code in the background on the albums. You know what I'm saying? Like real records. Not no CDs. But I'm talking about the real albums. So I grew up on that, man. I think that's what real music started from. And that's where all the youngsters be getting their samples and stuff from, if you really pay attention to the music now, you know. They take that stuff from back in the 70s and the 80s, and, you know, if you were born in the 2000s or 90s, you wouldn't know nothing about it. So, you know.
Okay, that's right. That's right. You'd be surprised, especially, what's that beat on? Well, it'd be right up. That's an everybody song now, man.
I'm telling you right now, some of them old school people, they don't even let you use their stuff. Like that, like right now, probably them, but Fabulous got a song he did on, and he's trying to put on his album. And the old school people that the sample was from, they listened to it and they were like, no. Like, even though that new people was rich, they getting money off royalties and all type of stuff. Because, you know, the times have changed since back in the day. You know what I'm saying? They sitting on money. These little cats, they got to go do shows and get their money. You know what I'm saying? So it's different now. So, yeah, everybody, you're going to hear a lot of samples from you know, Maze and Frankie Beverly and Maze and all that stuff all up in these young beats and stuff. Because, you know, they probably go to their grandmama house and look at their old records and do how Kanye used to do when he first came out, having samples of everything, you know?
Okay. I'm loving this. You deep, man. I'm feeling that. What made you want to pursue the music career? Like, got you started?
Oh, man, I grew like, well, my producer, Genesis, we've grown up. We grew up together. Like, I've known her since she was in the womb, literally. So my auntie was our choir director at church. So I've been instilled with music since I was my little kid. I didn't have no choice either way. I played the trumpet, the drums, the violin, you know what I'm saying? Like, music was instilled in me, so I've been doing this forever, man. What made me want to pursue it is I've always used to write poetry all the time, and then I would always write, you know, R&B records all the time, so I have notebooks full of stuff that I just never did nothing with. It used to just sit and collect dust. And then one day, my friends B and Ray was like, come to the studio, you know, let's lay something down. And I never forget the first song that I recorded with them was my R&B record, Get It, featuring Deb the Chaser. And that was the record that got on the radio out here on KML. Like, KML is like big, like how the Breakfast Club is out, you know, in New York. that's how big it is out here. And so it was just like, all I could do was cry when I heard my song on the radio. So, like, I've always had it in me. It was just the fact of me pursuing it, you know. And then I was writing raps and stuff with my best friend before she had passed away. My best friend passed away like 2007. Mm-hmm. So when she passed away, I stopped writing for like 3 years. I didn't write nothing. I didn't want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I was just like real down about, you know, not having my partner in crime with me, you know. So after I was able to get enough strength and after praying a lot, that's when I started doing the music for real, for real. Because I felt like I owed it to her to, like, you know, make something of myself and always represent her everywhere I go.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that about your best friend, man. That's definitely a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, rest in peace, leader, man. She was the best, man. She was the best. All the girls loved her. Yeah, I didn't know how many girlfriends she had until her funeral. I said, "Oh, these girls, you was going to their houses, didn't even know you had these bras." Like, I was, you know, my best friend was Nick, too. So, rest in peace to her, man. I love her so much. I miss her.
Yes, sir. You got to get out there and do it her honor, man. Yeah, kill it.
Yeah.
Most of.
Try.
Def, most def. I know exactly how that feel, man. Like I said, look, I support you, man. You keep doing what you're doing, man. And look, that success you already knew, that success coming from your hard work, and you got that angel on your back. So you keep doing
man,
that.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
Most def, man. For real. You know, let me ask you a real good quick question. It's going to make you think a little bit, but then again, you might, like I said, you humble and you deep, so you might have already got the answer to this, but I want to have a little fun right quick, right? So if you had to describe your music in 3 to 4 words, what would you describe it as and why?
3 to 4 words. The realest shit ever.
Hey!
Because the thing about the industry, what I've realized and what I learned day to day, you know, going on with the music and working with people and stuff, people are so fake. It's not even funny. And I'm so humble because, you know, being from Berkeley, you know, everybody know everybody. Berkeley is, you know, it's right next to Oakland. So, you know, everybody know everybody. So, you know, I didn't have no choice but to be humble and appreciate everything good that came my way. So being in this industry, when you're a rare breed, you just see everything for what it is. Like, okay, they fake, you know, don't be over there with them. You know, don't get caught up in that. So with my music, I try to be as real as possible. You know, even if I'm talking about things that I don't have yet, that's me inspiring myself to get it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm talking about, hey, man, I'm worth $1 million, I'm working on getting to that. If I feel like I'm worth $1 million, I'm going to work hard to let the world know, hey, look, I'm worth this. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes people try to, like, you know, keep you in a box. And I don't want to be in a box. I want to be out the box. I want to be beyond the box. I want to be something great and legendary. So, you know, I want to be as real as possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person, like, you know, some people, if they don't like somebody, they be all in their face and being, you know, I can't do that. If I don't like you, you don't know it because I'm not going to speak to you. I'm not going to say nothing to you. I'm going to be in my own world, my own way. I'm not going to even worry about what you got going on. I got to be real. I can't, you know, my mama's from Texas, you know what I'm saying? You don't get no realer than that, you know? So I get that. That's, even though I'm not from the South, it's in me. So I got to be real at all times. So my music got to be real, too. And I got to be able to relate to people and touch people in all kind of ways and different aspects. So I say the realest shit ever because I'm just real. And it's so hard to find somebody real like that, you know?
Oh, Dev. The best I've ever heard, man. Real talk. Real deep. Digging that. If you had to put your music into like 3 or 4 different genres, what would you put your music in?
I would say R&B. I would say rap. I would say maybe neo soul, depending on how I'm feeling that day. The fourth one, I would say maybe just like some old school, if you can name that as a genre. You know, I don't want to say jazz or nothing, but, you know.
Right.
Just to say old school, like, you know, but like old soul type stuff. Because, you know, I can get deep at times, and sometimes I get fun. You know, I just try to touch everybody in different ways. So I would say that, those four.
Okay. Let's see. What distinguishes you, don't kill me. Got a little list up. Distinguishes you from a musician and an artist.
So what's the difference between being a musician and an artist?
Yeah, like what makes you different from a musician and an artist?
I guess because I don't use my instruments like I could. You know, I could pick up a trumpet and play. I could, you know, play the drums, maybe play violin, because that's been a long time since I picked up one of them. But what makes me different between a musician and an artist is because I am an artist, and I feel like in some aspects I am a musician. So it's like sometimes we just get so caught up in labeling everything, we just don't let it just be music, you know? So I just feel like I'm a dope artist, and I'm also a musician when it comes to me having my live band behind me. Even though I'm not playing the instruments, I just feel like that's still the artistry of it, you know? I'm still jumping out the box, because I don't really see too many artists that want a live band. They'll just get out there with a mic and a DJ and go, you know, and play the track. But I'll play the track, but I'll play the instrumental and sing over, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I just feel like I'm just me. I'm combined with both of them.
Okay, good answer. And the music that you make, tell everybody that do know you and maybe some that do not, tell them about.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was just about to tell you the same thing, kind of breaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear you right now. I can hear you.
Okay, cool. I was saying that the music that you make, she gonna get me tongue-tied again. The music that you make, could you explain to everybody what most of your songs are about?
Can I describe what kind of music I make?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I make all kind of music. I make baby making music. I make turn up music. I make, you know, real music as far as, you know, getting to stories, deep into life situations. So I'm everywhere. I want to touch everybody. So I don't want to be just in one lane when it comes to just making a whole bunch of turn up music and all that stuff. I wanna touch people that don't turn up, the ones that be in the house, they homebodies, but they can understand and relate to what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear a whole lot better now. Whole lot better.
Okay.
Yeah, it seemed like both of us going in and out.
I got good service now.
Oh, yeah, real good. Great. Okay, let's get it. So how long have you been performing?
Forever, man. My mom used to put me in acting camps and stuff. So I've been doing everything since I was a kid. And I've been in plays, you know, music videos, movies. I've been performing everywhere, man, for as long as I can remember.
So thus far, what can you say has been the biggest challenge for you in your career?
My biggest challenge is realizing that everybody ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't rooting for you. Everybody's not your friend.
Yes.
Everybody is, you know, you can't trust everybody. You know what I'm saying? Keep your circle small and as small as possible. So my biggest challenge is not helping people. So I've always been that type of person that help people out. Like, hey, yeah, you know, hey, come rock with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can do this, we can do that. But at the end of the day, people really just will try to use you, and I've experienced that. And people see you moving and that you're doing stuff and you're doing big things, that's when they want to reach out to you and be a part of that. But they weren't there when you was eating, you know, top ramen. Because you want to eat top ramen for a month to save up your money so you can buy new CDs. So you can, you know, have travel money to get to where you need to go as far as doing a show somewhere out of town or something like that. Like, people always see your outcome. They'll never see your grind. They never see the hard work behind it. So my biggest challenge is just doing me for me and mine, you know what I'm saying, the people that really rock with me and not, you know, dealing with the foo-foo people, you know, saying no. My biggest challenge is telling people no. Like, no, I'm not going to do that for you. No, I'm not going to help you. Because at the end of the day, if I can do something for somebody, and I do stuff out of the kind of my heart. But see, in this industry, sometimes it's like, you know, favor for favor, you know. Especially
right.
If no money is involved. If I'm doing something for you for free, when I call you, you got to return the favor. That's just how it is musically, you know what I'm saying? If it's not, if there's no money involved, that's how it is. So that's one of my biggest challenges is just seeing for people what they really are and not dealing with the ones who ain't really trying to see you shine, because people always will try to take you down any way they can.
Mm-hmm. Whew, that couldn't say it no better, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man.
I hope somebody heard that tonight.
I hope they did. Trust me. I hope they do, because they'll learn. They'll learn, because I've been burned so many times, you don't understand.
I understand. Look, I'm over here snapping my fingers over here. Yeah, say it again. Like,
yeah.
Say it right.
I hope everybody else listening understands.
Exactly, man. You just spoke a whole lot of volume just now. And I just hope somebody.
Because
you know what? You got to apply that. You got to apply it to life, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right.
Life period, man. So many people that claim they 100% down for you, but 5 seconds later, boom, right in your face, spit. You gotta be careful.
Trust me. I know. That's why I stick with my own kind, my own circle. You know what I'm saying? Whoever in my circle, that's what I'm rocking with. And
exactly.
What's so funny is I got people that don't even know. It'd be strangers that be more down for me than people that I know.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yes.
It shouldn't be like that, but hey, I accept it. I stick with my own circle. You got to.
Man, that's just you growing, man. You growing. When you grow, some people can't go everywhere you go, man. So,
right.
That's why you're so successful now, man, because you're adding and you're subtracting. You know, so life is like math, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Life is just like
sometimes
math.
You got to divide people out your equation,
so
they are not a factor.
Okay. You better work it. You said that. Yes. Yes. Yeah, me feel like I'm on drag race right now, guys. Schedule at work.
Yeah.
Most death, man. No, definitely. So what's your music, man? What's your music? And I see you do a little acting as well, man. What are some of your immediate career goals, man, between, like, 1 and 3 years? Like, where do you see yourself?
Man, I'm trying to take this acting thing to another level, man. I'm not going to even lie to you, man. Honestly, that's where the real money is at, this acting. I'm telling you, man, like, I'm in the Marshawn Lynch movie. I'm playing a high school student in that movie. And I'm telling you, like, it's crazy. And then I'm about to start filming. Well, I'm in the process of filming this movie called The Unnamed, I've already did some scenes in that movie. I'm also playing a high school student in that. Like, so me looking young is very great. I'm very blessed with that. So I'm just happy that I can still look like I could be in high school. So that movie is called The Unnamed Movie. It'll be in theaters next month, March 1st, at the New Parkway Theater in Oakland. So that's going to be dope. I'm about to do some scenes for the Steve Jobs movie. They had a Steve Jobs movie coming out with Jeff Daniels from, you know, the dude from Dumb and Dumber, the one I played next to Jim Carrey. Him.
Yeah.
He's in there in that movie. I'm about to do a movie called Secret in Their Eyes with Julia Roberts and Nicole Kidman and the guy from, I can't pronounce his name. It's like Chinitle Ijofo, the guy that was did 12 Years a Slave, that movie. The lead guy in that movie. He's in that movie.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his name all the way, so I apologize if I quoted it wrong, but I'm supposed to be doing some stuff with that. So I'm doing that. People out hit me all the time trying to do, like, cameos and videos and, you know, want me to do stuff in their independent films and stuff like that. So I'm down for all the acting and stuff. Like, I love it. It's great for me. I think it's dope.
Congratulations on that, man. That's dope, man. Congratulations.
I'm trying to do everything I can. Everything I can. I don't care if it's a small role, a low role, if I'm saying one line, if I'm saying no lines, and I'm just in that thing. I don't even care. I'm doing something. I'm because one day I'm going to be having a whole lot of lines. So, you know.
Hey, you already got it, man. Right. You already got it, man. For real.
Thank you, man.
I just say, hey,
congrats,
man.
I'm just trying. This is the first time I said something about that Secret in Their Eyes movie. So just asking exclusive.
Right.
Nobody even know about that.
We got the exclusive. I should have said exclusive.
Exclusive. Nobody know about that. So my wife don't even know about that. So this is big.
She gonna get you when she listen to this. You didn't tell me about it.
Yeah, she always get on me. You tell Instagram what you're doing before you tell me. So I'm working on that. I gotta, you know, communicate that better. But
you are a work in progress. I know how you feel.
Right. Right.
Yes. Woo. Okay. So you know I'm about to play some of your music, right? But I'm gonna go ahead and get like 2-3 more questions, ladies. Listen, if you are online, I got the Hip Hop Prodigy. And also the hottest female actress, I had to throw it in there. Young Shorty,
yeah,
so y'all
yeah.
Make sure y'all listen to how she said it. Yeah, yeah. She got sound effects and everything, like, yeah. Some chosen,
yeah,
man, she
yeah.
Dope, man. See?
Y'all
make one bed so y'all can talk to her. If y'all on Facebook, social media, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, plug it. Tell everybody to call in and talk to y'all. See, she humble, man. She want to talk to y'all. So y'all press the number one. Man, look, Shorty, tell me right now, off the top of your head, who is your number one fan? I want you to shout them out, man.
My number one fan?
We all got a number one.
Man, my number one fan, I would have to say my daughter and my son.
Oh.
I think they're my mom's fan. My son was in the car yesterday. I'm taking him to go get him some pasta from the restaurant. He back there. You know, he gives me a little kid, you know, you give him the little phone and the headphones and just let him watch little cartoons and stuff. I'm driving and all I hear him is he in the back rapping my songs. He watching my videos and stuff. I'm like, oh, man. It's just crazy. So I say my kids, my daughter, and my son, and my number one fans, because everything I do, they love it. They, you know, support me, and I never have to worry about if they're not going to, you know, rock with me. They're going to rock with me forever, regardless. So my kids, they my number one fans.
Man, that is awesome, man. Kids are cool. Kids are definitely cool, man. And it's always good to have them right behind you, man, because that's what make you keep pushing, you know?
Yeah, they keep me going, man. I hate to leave them. Anytime I gotta go somewhere, man, I hate to leave. I wish I could be with them all day and do nothing. You know, but I gotta work.
Man, they appreciate what you're doing for them, man. You might can't hear it from them, but trust me, they smile at you. They definitely your biggest supporters as well. And you already know they riding for you, you know.
Right.
Yeah, kids always your biggest supporters. I like that answer that you just said. And one more question before I play this hot track, because I already know it's hot. What does your family think of your performance, and do they support you?
Man, my mama be coming to the hood clubs, the ratchet clubs, the classy clubs. I be telling her, mama, this is young crowd. I don't care. I just want to see my baby. Tell the bartender, bring me some Hennessy and let me relax.
Yes.
They support me. The only person that really hasn't been at any of my shows is my auntie, because she's very spiritual and she's not. First of all my shows are at nighttime. If it's not like a festival or a pride or something, that's in the daytime, you know what I'm saying? So she hasn't been to any of my shows like that. She's like been to stuff that was family oriented or whatever, but she just, that's the only person. My brother, he's, you know, everything at nighttime, so if it's at nighttime, he's like, hey, I'm asleep, or, you know, it's just, it's just, but my mama, my wife, you know, even if I have stuff that's for kids and stuff, my kids to come, you know, my friends, my other family, but I can only say, like, my brother and my auntie are, like, the only two that really haven't just been to any of my shows, not because they don't want to come, it's just, you know, it's at nighttime and it's late. You know, I might not go on stage till midnight. And you got to remember, my auntie, she in her 60s. She got bedtime at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
She ain't up at midnight. So I got to respect it. So whenever I have a daytime something, then my family will come.
Okay. And that made me, I got to ask you one more question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. Being that you are married. Ooh, that's a good question. Being that you are married, mm-hmm. and I already know because you are attractive, handsome stud, you know what I'm saying? So your wife, how does she deal with, you already know I'm about to ask you, right? How does she deal
with groupies or something?
Groupies, like how does she deal with that?
You know what? She handles it well. You know, like out here, like everybody know not to test her. So it's not even a question or, you know, nothing about it. There's no doubt about it. Like, you just, Troy belongs to her. And I, you know what I'm saying? She belongs to me. Like, we're together. So it's like, groupies, they've tried it. I mean, they've tried it. You know, you get the DMs and the, you know, the tweets or the googly eye, you know, the emojis that get you killed these days.
Yeah.
You know, the little heart emoji, the little kissy face emoji. So, you know, I get stuff like that in my face, you know, my other face. I'm still trying to get my other Facebook back. Oh, my God. But, like, on Facebook, I get inboxes like, I think you're so cute. I love you. Call me. You know what? Actually, I've had fans, you know, with that Facebook Messenger thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, I got to go on my settings and fix something, but I've had fans, like, call me, because from the Facebook Messenger, you can call somebody. You know, I didn't know that, because I just, you know, I'm so used to the inbox being regular, but when they did that Messenger stuff, I had fans call me. Some girl called me at, like, 2 in the morning. I'm like, who is this? It was a fan. She just wanted to talk. She was a fan, but she also was trying to, you know, holler and stuff. So it was like, oh, man, like, you can't be calling nobody at 2 a.m., you know what I'm saying? Only, you know, the only thing open at them hours is Jack in the Box and legs, so you can't really be calling nobody at 2 a.m. like that. Like, you know, but I mean, I appreciate all my fans. I love them all, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just one of those type of people. Like I said, I'm a rare breed. You know, it's not that. I mean, I've been in the scene, you know, for a very long time. You know, I know a lot of studs that's committed to their girls, and I know a lot who ain't. You know, but they act like they is, but they ain't. But that's my lady. I never deny her or hide her or none of that stuff. So when I'm rocking with somebody, I'm rocking with them. So I'm rocking with her till the wheels fall off. And when the wheels fall off, ain't no more wheels, and it's just metal on the concrete. I'm still going to be right there. So I mean, I love my fans. I'm always show them love and appreciation, but you know, that's my lady. So
I
she
knows
what she's cool. She don't be tripping. You know, she's from Richmond. She don't be tripping and all that stuff. She might say something, but you know, it depends on what kind of groupie it is. You got them cool groupies that respect you and respect what you got on going on, but they still let you know, like, I love you anyway, I don't care. But then you got them crazy aggressive groupies that just don't care about nothing. They don't care about who you are doing. Here's my number, call me. I'm going to DM you all the time. Like, so, you know, it comes with the job, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good to me. I love it. It's cool.
Yes, that was a good ass. I like that ass. That was a murder one man's answer. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's serious, you know? I'm trying to change the game.
Yeah, but you try to change the game.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Real, man. So this is what we're going to do. I want you to introduce this song right here that I'm about to play. Tell everybody a little bit about it.
What song is this?
This the one with Sia.
Oh, man. This song right here is called Let Me In, featuring Sia from Sisterhood of Hip Hop Season 2. It starts filming February 6th on Oxygen. Wait till you see that season. It's going to be crazy. This song right here is basically saying let us in the game, period. Point blank. We good enough. Stop hating on us. Forget the fact that we like girls. Everybody like girls, okay? So don't worry about that. Just let us in this game. Let us do our thing. Let us get this money because it's enough money for everybody. Let me in. YSD and Sia, shout out to her and everybody in the Wild Hoodie gang. You feel me? Damn Pigeon.
Yes, honey. You saying all the good stuff. You saying all the bringing the inner yes out of me. You need to stop it. Stop it now. All right, y'all, here we go.
Hey, let me in. Let me in now. Let me in. They'd rather see me glammed up, panties in the bra. I told them, no, no way. Take me as I am, nigga, and you gon' pay. These lame niggas spin the water while I'm spinning gas. But you don't wanna sign me, cause I ain't taking ass. Nigga, fuck you. Mama too. I'm equal as them, red, white, and blue. I spit crack and they fiendin' for it. I'm like Bo in the game, niggas leanin' for me. I've been praying to the Lord and he sees it for me. Young God in the shit, give me the glory, huh? You think you fresh, but you ain't better than me. You better sit your ass down and have several seats. If I denounce my throne, you still wouldn't be king. I'm like LeBron in the fourth, nigga, I'm taking the ring, nigga. Nigga came a long way, I did, nigga, try and hunt me down. I'm a beast, but I'm coming for whoever hold the crown. Let me in, fire, really show out. I need at least 10 bands if I ever go out. That's the model, fuck the labels and execs too. We independent, me and Watt, getting bread, boo. Let me in, though.
Let me in. But you respect me, nigga. If your ass was in line, I'll be next to a nigga. My big money talk, so don't text me, nigga. And I ain't gonna stop my grind till my text six figures, nigga.
Let me in. I'm grinding in the game for a minute. Let me in now. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in now. Let me in. Universal Warner Music, let me in now. Grinding in the game for a minute. Let me in now.
Digging that, digging that. Digging that, man. Woo! Let me in. Then I'm going to go ahead and add that to my collection. Let me in. Look. Yeah. It's deaf, man. So, y'all, ladies, y'all make sure y'all press the number one. I'm right now talking to Young Shorty out of California, hip hop artist plus actress. Press the number one. Do not be scared to talk to her. She is not going to hurt you. I promise you. She can't get to you, okay?
Right.
So, y'all press right. Number one. Do not be scared. Tell them talk to you, Shorty.
Hey, man. Come talk to me, man. Come and talk to me, I really want you to get, I really want to know your name. They ain't ready, they not ready, they not ready.
Man, they better put that number one. What's wrong with them?
Right. Press number one, come talk to me. You know.
Man.
It's cupcake season right now.
Oh, man, she said cupcakes, I know that's right.
Everybody like cupcakes.
All right, well, we're waiting on some people to become unchicken. Think it back. Just think about to your family back in the day, man. Did you and your family have some of the similar music interests? And if not, what influence did they have on your music career today?
I have a niece that does a lot of acting. I mean, she lives in L.A., so she does a lot of acting out there. My kids, you know, my son does modeling, and my daughter, she raps too. So she just, you know, she dropping videos. She got like a video got over like 200,000 views and stuff. So like she finna be the next little kid prodigy, man. I'm trying to get her on Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, all kind of stuff. So they rocking with the music, you know. She only been doing it for like almost a year, and she's everywhere she go. Where's your daughter? Where's your baby? You know. So it's dope. She rocking. So the music is just it inspires everybody, you know. Because back in the day, you know, my wife used to do music too. So she's doing music, and you know she's doing her, you know, college thing, you know, getting her degrees and her accolades and stuff. So, you know, but she, you know, if she want to, she pick up a pen and go crazy. So it's just everywhere, okay. You know, everywhere, especially starting with church, you know. My family really just oriented it with church, you know. So that's where all the music came from, just starting with church, choir rehearsal, everything, prayer meeting, deaconess meeting. I was at everything. Like, I was in church every day. Seemed like every day of the week we had to go to some type of meeting or something. So, and it was crazy. It was crazy, man. So, yeah, it's been, music has always been in me.
Okay. Other than acting and being a musical genius, do you have any other talents that you want to share with everybody on the show?
Besides acting and music, man, I really just, you know, I used to play basketball, so that's a cool little talent I got. I'm always being creative, too, with my clothes and stuff. Like, when I was doing, with shows and everything, before I started getting, like, sponsored by people that, like, just give me clothes to wear the shows, I used to have to wear my own clothes. So I'm like, dang, you know, I'm wearing this dress. Just, you know, you got to remember, when you wear stuff somewhere and you're taking pictures with people, you know, you don't want to try to wear the same thing twice or whatever, you know, especially if they're taking pictures or whatnot. So I'm like, how can I remix my clothes? Like, what can I do with them? So I just started, like, bleaching my clothes. So I just, you know, one day I just had some green jeans and bleached the top and pulled the top out and bleached the bottom and all that stuff. And it was just, like, tie-dye jeans, and it just, so dope. People was like, can you make me some? You know, I had one of my crew necks that I have for my clothing line. and I just took some hair dye and some stuff and just, you know, put my daughter's name on the back of it and threw hella colors on them everywhere and just made, you know, remixed it. So I was, like, remixing clothes. So, like, I like doing stuff like that, like creating new things from old stuff. Like, even if it's something I just bought that's from a vintage store and I just, you know, throw a patch on it or, you know, throw bleach or paint or whatever or cut it up. I just like doing stuff like that. So it just, you know, it's something different. I like being creative. I don't like to be at a standstill and just, you know, in a box of stuff. I want to know so much stuff to where I have so many talents and different things. Like, I've always been, you know, on my grind mode, like, you know, watching my mother work 3 jobs, you know, and stuff to raise me and my brother. So, like, having a hustle is just always been mysterious to me. So I've always wanted to know so much stuff about different things. So that's why, like, you know, I'm doing the acting thing. I want to, you know, when I go back to school to get my psychology degree, because that's what I'm in love with that. I love psychology. I love thinking of the mind. I also want to take some classes in film and do marketing classes and stuff like that, because with the film, like, I want to be behind the camera. Also in front of the camera, I want to be able to operate the camera. I want to be able to edit things, you know, in a dope, dope way. So I just want to do everything, man. I just feel like sky's the limit.
Dope, man. Dope. I believe in you, man. You can do this. You definitely sound like you know exactly what you want to do with your career, man. All I got to do is say never give up. It might be some challenges, you know. It might be a whole lot of challenges in your way. It might make you want to be like, ugh. But, you know.
A lot of bumps in the road, man. There's been so many times I've been wanting to just give up, quit, and all that stuff, but I can't. I can't do it. It's just not in me. The quit is just not in me. So I'm ready for everything and anything. I feel like you only get one life to live, and I want to be having the best life. I want to have the best life. So that's why I'm trying to get my degrees and all that stuff while I can, because I just feel like something's about that great about to happen, so I just feel it.
You keep feeling, man, because something great about to happen, for real, for real. You keep having that attitude like that. That attitude is what's going to keep you going. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you humble and you talented. Humble and talented? What? You don't see that too much.
Nah,
so,
you don't. You either see no talent, no humbleness, or you see talent,
exactly.
No humbleness.
Right.
You know, so it's just rare, but, you know, I just got to keep going. I'm just trying to do my thing and, you know, kick down these doors, break these barriers and, you know, change the game, change the aspect of life in the world, just people's minds, you know, because, like I got songs on I got hood dudes on my mixtape, you know what I'm saying, like real life, real rappers that really be gassing and real hood dudes, you know what I'm saying, like that. We got respect in the streets and respect, you know, period, that really fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like to have those type of people just fucking with you and they're not caring about if you're gay or not. They don't care about that stuff. They care about the music. And that's what I'm trying to make people figure out. Like, don't worry about what's going on in somebody's personal life. Worry about this music. Think about this music, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do. People be so focused on the wrong things, they don't ever see the right things. So I want them to see the right things.
Okay. We definitely have a call on the line right now, so we're going to go to area code 904-414. Talk to Young Shorty.
Yes, hi. How you doing? Casey, I follow you on Instagram and Facebook. I'm Shavex Townsend. Yep. I don't know if you know. So I just want to know,
ma'am.
I'm
Now say yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? I'm a new fan. I've never heard Shorty music before, but I heard it tonight, and I really enjoyed it. I want to know, how does she get her inspiration to put a song together?
My inspiration to put music together is, you know, I work with a great producer, my best friend, Jen. You know, she just puts on a beat. And, like, just like the other day, we had a 12-hour session, like I was telling KC. And it was the R&B guy that was in there, his name is Tayshaun. And I started writing a song for him. And we made a dope record. My inspiration comes from my struggles, from my life, my own life lessons, and, you know, honestly, a lot of my R&B records come from heartbreak. So I kind of, like, got to shout out all my exes for doing me scandals, because without them, I wouldn't have no, I feel like K. Michelle, being able to write stuff about, you know, my heartaches and pain. So my inspiration really just comes from my past and, you know, just seeing other people go through their different situations. And I might see friends go through things, and I just take a piece of that, take a piece of happiness, take a piece of sadness, and just rock with it and write to it. I'm still old school. I take out a notebook and a pen and write. Some people write in their phone, but I'll write in a notebook. You know.
Would you see yourself doing anything else besides music, entertaining?
Oh yeah, acting. I'm doing acting stuff. Acting. I'm trying to be how Bow Wow was. Bow Wow was doing all the rap and stuff, and he just took off with all these movies and getting TV shows and stuff. So I want to do more acting. So that's why with these movies, I'm just trying to do my whole little acting thing. And I got my clothing line. I Love All My Fans clothing line. I'm gonna be doing a website real soon for that. You know, but I just want to do anything and everything I can that makes me happy and that makes me grow and that inspires other people to show them and let them know, hey, you know, yeah, I'm from the hood too. You ain't got to stay in the hood. You know, you grow up in the hood and you get out. You know what I'm saying? You come back and show the kids that think that there's no hope, that there is hope, to go give my clothes to the homeless and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I always give back. So just, you know, just keep that in mind. Whenever you do great things, you always got to remember it's always those people that, you know, that don't have.
Give back to the community, right?
Yeah, I love that. It's just to see the people's faces, to be so happy of thinking that stuff that was in your closet collecting dust is brand new to them. Like, your old Jordans is like brand new Jordans to them. Like, that's just great. You know what I'm saying? So I love the feeling of that.
Well, I appreciate you giving me much some time. Your busy schedule.
No, I appreciate you calling in. Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to follow you back for calling in. My Instagram is I Love All My Fans. I'm going to follow you.
All right. I appreciate that. All right, Casey. I'll see you on Facebook.
All right, sweetheart. Hey.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Area code 267-584. Talk to Shorty.
Hi, Shorty.
Hi, how you doing? Hi.
Good. Oh, my gosh, I love you. I just got to say that. I love you so much.
Oh, wow.
I think you are. Yeah, like, you are really, like, an inspiration and kind of like an idol to me. Like, I just want to say thank you for being a positive, not just to me, but to so many others. Like,
I appreciate you. Don't make me cry.
Oh,
I love
you too. Oh, my gosh. Like, you just don't know. Like, I'm on your page, your Instagram all day. Like, I wait for you to post. Yes, I wait for you to post. It's Jazz_Blanco_.
You got to tag me or something in there so I can follow you if I'm not already following you.
Yeah, you're not following me, but I'm following you.
I got to follow you. I got to follow you. I appreciate you. That's what's up.
Yeah. Do you have, like, do you have any artists that you would like to collab with? Because I know a couple that I want to see and hear you, you know, collab with.
I'm open to collab with anybody. Like, anybody who's, you know, like, pursuing their dreams and really serious about their craft, I'm down for it. You know, I'm down for it. I love collaborating with people. You know, I just collaborated with Ziggy. I got her on the mixtape. We doing something.
You collaborated with Ziggy Lord.
Yeah, I got a song with her. It's called Nothing Like the Last. It's going to be on my mixtape. She working on it right now as we speak. So, I'm trying to touch everybody. Like, I really be trying to, like, reach out to everybody. I really want to reach out to a lot of artists in our gay community because, you know, if, you know, being in the scene and all that stuff, a lot of gay artists or gay people, period, you know, sometimes it be, like, so much hatred around, you know, because I used to date my girlfriend, or, you know, just all that crazy stuff. But that's with anybody in the straight world, too. But I just want to collab with all the, you know, lesbian artists, you know, and the gay artists, because I want to show the world that we can work together. It's not all about all of that all the time. I want to spread the love everywhere. So that's why I'm trying to, that's why I reached out to Saya to do something. She way in New York. You know, I'm trying to do something with somebody in New York. Ziggy's in Maryland. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? So any gay artist that's trying to collab, I'm down with it. They just hit me up. Let me know. We'll work something out, get things rocking.
Because if you know Ziggy, you got to know Slim Jenkins, right? You and her, and then I think Temper, all three on the track, fire, because y'all my top three.
I got Temper on the mixtape, too. People don't know that, but I got Temper on the mixtape, too. That's what I'm saying. I reach out to everybody that, you know what I'm saying, that show me love. So
That's how I found out about you, through Temper, when she reposted your video, when you had did the video with, what's his name? DJ Khaled.
I'm down to, you know, Slim Jenkins, I'm down to work with her. It's all good.
Because you were forced by yourself, but you know what I mean? But if y'all all come together, what? Because I feel as though all y'all now are, like, opening so many doors that, like, you know, that once couldn't be open, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't know how to look past people's personal, you know what I mean? Like, as long as you're coming out with good music and people like it, like you said, that's all that should matter.
Yeah, that's all that should matter. I'm saying. I'm down. I love music. I love collaborating. I love it. You know, because every time I do a song, I visualize the video already in my mind. So
yeah.
I'm down for that.
And your daughter is also a rapper, right?
Yep, Mariah Sanaa. She's a rapper.
Yes,
she's a rapper. Yes, I'm trying to make sure that if I shine, my whole family shine. I want everybody to get this money.
like, she could definitely get signed, and definitely at her age, because I'm listening to her, like, oh my gosh, like, she got it. She got it already, and she loves Breonna Perry, and you know what I mean? And Breonna Perry showing her love, that's big. That's real big.
Yeah, it's big. I'm saying. This is a blessing from God, honestly. I was asking all the time, like, how do you do it? What's going on? How do you do that? I just say it's a blessing from God. Like, God is leading the way in my life, and I can honestly say that, and I just have no problem telling anybody.
Yeah, you just got to keep safe.
Yeah.
God is on every step of the way.
For real. No doubt.
Oh, well, I appreciate you answering my questions, and I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
No problem. You make sure you tag me, okay, so I can follow you.
All right. All right,
I'll follow somebody else to make sure I follow you, okay? If I have
to. All right.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Right, I'm going to ask you a few questions because I know we got a couple callers that's trying to call in now. I just got a few inboxes. So,
let me call those callers before they hang up.
Let me say what?
If we got some callers, you know, click that button so they ain't got to be on hold for him.
I think they're a little scared to press the number one. I don't know what's wrong with people. What's wrong with y'all ladies? I don't get you.
All right. Call in. I don't bite. But go ahead. You got some questions. I'll be waiting on him. Push that button.
Try to wheel them in a little bit. Maybe they'll hear another question. They might press the number one. Like, why did she ask this? But okay. Yeah. So tell us about your most embarrassing moment in this industry so far.
Embarrassing? Oh, man. If the mic don't work, if the equipment is, like, bad, it's embarrassing to the world, man. That's one thing I can't get jiggy with that, man. If my sound is messed up, you're going to see a whole other shorty, man. I'm going to be like, I'll cut the whole show and be like, when I get this right, get this together, and yeah, I'll come back. Anytime a sound is, if sound ain't right, that's why sound checks are very pivotal. They're so important. They're very important. So, the sound. Sound man mess up, he might lose his job that night.
Yeah, it definitely, that's definitely embarrassing, that mic. And you got a mic check one, too, the whole show. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
All right, ladies, press that number one. Do not be scared to talk to Shorty. And do not be inboxing her or me later on saying, asking a question in the inbox. Like, you had the chance to ask it now. Do not be scared. Question. Not be scared.
Don't be afraid.
Tell him to hurry up.
I said, tell him to hurry up.
Yeah, he better hurry up, man. So, what has been the worst nightmare for yourself as a musical artist to the date?
The worst nightmare? I don't think I've had a worse nightmare for being, you know, doing music and stuff. I've had people, you know, do me scandalous as far as, you know, asking to work with me, and I work with them, and then the product never come out, or they keep holding pictures or holding videos or something like that, you know what I'm saying, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, with me now, like, now though, on the business aspect, now with you dealing with me, now everything is black and white paperwork. Even, like, with the music, like, with the movie stuff, like, I got my music in the movies, I got to do paperwork for that. They want to have a, they got to, I got to sign a music release. You know what I'm saying? Somebody want to book me for a show, they got to email me a contract. Like, I'm doing Castro Valley, Gay Pride in July. You know, they had to send over paperwork. I had to sign paperwork for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing nothing without paperwork. I just, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't really, you can trust people, but you just can't, you know, you have to have a trail with stuff. You know what I mean? Like, everything got to be a paper trail. You got to make sure everything is up on the up and up. Because some people would, like, try to jip you and stiff you. So you got to make sure everything right. So the biggest nightmare is putting your faith into somebody who has bad intentions. But that comes with the business, so you just gotta be careful and always secure your back, period.
Okay. All right. If you could perform with anyone in the world that you have not performed with, who would it be? Dead or alive?
Dead or alive? Tupac.
Yes, sir.
Tupac is the greatest. Like, I grew up with Tupac, man. My mama loved Tupac. Like, everybody. My brother was a big fan. Like, people used to think my brother was Tupac. Go to the mall, people used to think he kind of looked like him because his hair was cut off. He had his hair cut off. He had the same type of teeth, you know, thick eyebrows, same color. So people would think my brother was Tupac.
Yeah.
Well, I say Tupac, man. It's crazy. I used to be like, you know, you have a sibling. You know, people are like, oh, yeah, brother, it's cute. He's like, he is ugly. That's my brother, you know? So,
yeah.
It's just, I think Tupac, people, somebody that's alive, I would love to work with Nicki Minaj. I would love to work with Jay-Z, Pharrell. You know what I'm saying? I would love to do that. That'd be so dope for me. But, you know, honestly, my dream is to work with Timbaland and Missy. My dream is to work with them. That's my dream, like, man, for real. If I could work with Missy or Timbaland, man, Missy followed me on Twitter, and I was faint when she clicked that follow. Because, you know, my Good Night song is over Aaliyah's One in a Million.
Mm-hmm.
So I had sent it to her, like, through Twitter, and she followed me. I'm like, wow.
Well, that's great, man.
So Missy and Timbaland, definitely want to work with them. Genuine, everybody from that whole little era when they was all together, everybody. I'm just so, I love music. Like, honestly, Casey, real talk, if I could just be in the studio every day making music, I would do it, man. I would do it. You know, people have to understand I have to balance everything. You have to balance your real life with your stage life. You know what I'm saying?
But,
like, everywhere you go, you have to remember, it don't matter if you, this person at home, out in the public, you just, you know, you're YSD to them. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just never know who you see, you never know who you're going to meet, none of that stuff. So, just got to be prepared at all times. I got to be cute everywhere I go. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get dressed. Can I just wear sweats today? Like, I don't want to have to get dressed. You know, then I just want to be comfortable right now. You know, but it comes with that.
Okay. All right, we got another caller right now. You code 443-810. Talk to Young Shorty.
Hey, Casey, this is your sister.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Are we not supposed to be doing it again?
She's so retarded. Say hi.
Hi, hello, how are you?
How you doing?
Fine, I'm a little crazy. But, I don't know. Hey, say, what question was that supposed to?
Just ask her a question. She asked you, stop acting crazy. I'm sorry, y'all, this is our sister that I agree on, so.
What's your name?
My name is Amber.
Amber. How you doing, Amber? I'm Young Shorty Dua.
I'm fine. I wanted to know, what was the craziest experience that you had with the fan?
The craziest experience? I've had girls try to kiss me. I've had girls try to grab my pants, my clothes. I've had girls like get mad at me because I didn't want to be their girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Like, what do you want to be my girl? I'm like, I'm just doing music. I thought you just liked my music. Like, yeah, I love your music, but I want you to be my girl. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on with this? Like, this is crazy. It was, you know, I'm not that aggressiveness. Sometimes I'm not ready for it. So I had to be like, oh, okay. You know, but yeah, probably the most was the girl trying to kiss me, and I had to be like, hold on. Actually, I've had a girl like kiss me on my cheek, but try to kiss me on my lips, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? Can't do that. I don't know you. Back up. I don't like germs. I don't know what's going on with this. So that's crazy.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know, but you know, I love it, but it's just crazy.
Right.
But I appreciate it because people really love you. So I appreciate that. I never will ever, you know what I'm saying, ignore that. So I love it. I appreciate it so much.
Right. Okay. And I definitely like your songs. I did listen to them because Casey kept bugging me to call in, and I finally did. And I listened to both your songs, and I did like them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you got to tag me on Instagram so I can follow you since you called in.
Oh, okay, I definitely will. What's the Instagram name?
I love all my fans.
Okay, I'll tag
you. I'm on Casey Page. You go to Casey Page, girl. Click on the girl and follow me.
Okay.
All right, ladies, press the number one. We'll give you a few more minutes to press the number one. Do not be scared. Share this show. A few more minutes to press the number one. In the meantime, I'm going to ask some questions again since everybody's scared to talk. I want to get my belt for every last one of them, though. Trust me, they're going to be hitting me up later.
I appreciate the callers, though. I appreciate the ones that called in already. I appreciate the love.
Definitely. So as an artist, man, and I know that you put your music out there, probably, you know, CDs and things of that sort. How do you feel about bootleggers?
As far as what? Like, what kind of bootleggers? Like, movie bootleggers or TV bootleggers? What?
Anything that you got something to do with, how do you feel about people bootlegging that? Music, can be movies, whatever.
I'm from the hood, so, like, I mean, I'm from Berkeley, and I, you know, moved to Richmond, California when I was, like, 12, so, and I've been there since ever since, so I grew up on that type of stuff, where everybody know the CD Man, everybody knows CD Joe in Richmond, you know what I'm saying, like, you go get your CDs and Joe, you go get your movies and Joe, like, everybody know to get they, you know, their stuff from certain people. So with me personally, as of right now, if somebody bootleg my stuff, I'm going to be happy because they burning my music and somebody else listening to it. Now, when I get signed to a major label, then I don't want them to bootleg no more. I want them to buy it. But right now, I give away my music for free on SoundCloud and, you know, newhiphop.com and, you know, YouTube and click on my stuff. Everything is free right now because I just want everybody to hear the music. So, like, my new mixtape, I'm going to give my new mixtape away for free. Now, when I'm at shows, like, when I do Sweet Heat in Miami, I'm going to have hard copies. You know, I'm going to tell people, hey, buy the hard copy, you know, what I got going on, you know. But I don't mind it right now. I just want people to know who I am and rock with the movement and hear these beats that Dan making, you know what I'm saying? Because my engineer, my producer, she's the dopest. So I want everybody to hear her beats. I want everybody to see, you know, the clothing line and everything. So, you know, right now I'm not really tripping off bootlegs. You know, oh yeah, shout out to Lady Lovers for sure. Iman Young, that's one of my sponsors. She sponsors me. So everybody follow Lady Lovers on Instagram. That's the clothing line that you see me in a lot. Also shout out to Silly Rabbit. Silly_rab with 2 B's. Malik and Kay, they be sending me clothes too. But anybody want to send me some clothes, you know, if you can't get to me, get to KC, let KC know, and hey, send me some clothes, I'll rock for you at my next show. I'll be rocking clothes and movies and all type of stuff, so videos and everything, so send me some stuff, I'll rock it, shout you out.
All right. Anybody else want to press number one? Do not be scared. Do not be scared.
Yeah, if I press number one, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got to get back to work and doing this music thing. So y'all got to hit that number one. Talk to me. If you don't, then just hit me on Instagram at I Love All My Fans. Make sure you reach out to KC. Because this She Zone movement is about to be big 2016. You're going to catch me at a She Zone function in Cali.
You
told them, man. They're not ready. Hey, you gotta get that anticipation. They got a whole year to get their coins up, man. A whole year. You know, people are like, I don't know my money. Yeah, it's tax season. Say it's tax money. You know what I'm saying? Put that money to the side. And, you know, get you a I Love All My Fans shirt. And I got PayPal. If you trying to get features, hey, I'll do a jug for you right now. I love KC. Just hit me. I got you.
Well, definitely, man.
I'm ready to work with anybody.
Thank you for showing love. Ladies, pressing number one. Come on. I'm giving you extra time. Pressing number one. You want to just say support her. Here we go. Never mind. Area code 609-516-20. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm great. How are you? Who is this? Who am I talking to?
Oh, my name's Alicia.
How you doing, Alicia? I'm young,
so
do I.
Good. I know who you are. Oh, my goodness.
I got to follow you on Instagram. You make sure you tag me or something on Instagram so I can follow you if I don't already follow you, okay?
All right, I'll do that after I finish this. Okay, so here's my question, right?
All right.
How do you handle, like you said, you know, sometimes you just want to be laid back, you want to be in your sweats and all this here.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to be human,
you know,
and just chill and kick it. So how do you handle, like, say you have a girlfriend, how do you handle all that stress from, like, your fans all in your face and then your girl?
Well, she, you know, she respects everything, so I don't really have any issues when it comes to her, when, like, from her. So she's good with the fans and stuff. I mean, I appreciate the love and stuff, but, you know, sometimes they can be aggressive via social media or in person, giving me a hug or hugging me for, like, too long and won't let me go, or I've had girls, mm-hmm. like, grab my butt, you know, like, I've had girls rub their finger through my hair and stuff, like, you know, while I'm walking off the stage, or, you know, I've had girls, like, try to pull me down off the stage, like, at Pride, it's really big, so, like, millions of people out there, mm-hmm. they try to grab me, take my shirt off or something. Or I've lost hats. I've broken and took glasses from me, you know. So it's cool. I love it. I love the love that they give to me, because I give it right back to them. So, you know, people have me. I've had to sign titties before. So.
Okay, that's a plus.
I'm like, you don't want any, I'm like, you know, I'm so nice and stuff. I'm like, you don't want any paper? She's like, no, sign it right here. So I'm out in the also. I had three girls. I signed the titty, I signed the ass, and I signed the arm. It was just crazy. So I love giving autographs. It's just, I'm just humble. I'm just grateful for it. So I handle it pretty well, I think, you know. It gets crazy. I've never had to block a fan or nothing before, so that's pretty cool, I think. That's dope, but they just say what they feel, and they don't care. That's one thing about a fan. They don't care. You got a wife, don't care.
They sure don't. They sure don't. But I know sometimes you just want to be not like normal, quote-unquote, you know?
I am when I'm in the house. Like, when I'm in the house, I'm cool. You know, I can just chill or whatever. But as far as, like, going out to a function or going out to a restaurant or something, like, I on Christmas, my family always has a Christmas breakfast. It's like a tradition mm-hmm. that my great-grandmother started. And so we were at IHOP, and my nephew's like, you know, he calls me TT. He's like, TT, some girl, she just keeps staring over here. Do you know her?
Oh, no.
And I just, like, turned around, and it was a fan, and her mom was like, hi, you know. So it was pretty cool. So I love my fans, all of them. So I'm always going to subscribe. Even if they're crazy or if they sane, I'm going to show them love.
I know you take it how it come, right?
Right. I just appreciate it. Because, you know, it's just a blessing. That's how I look at it. It's a blessing to have people that really genuinely love you. And I listen to your music, and I just enjoy it. I just think it's great. I really appreciate KC for even putting me on the show to talk to her fans, you know what I'm saying, and reach out to the people. So
she's great.
She's great. I'm great. It's just everything is beautiful.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to do outside of, like, musically? Do you see other things?
I'm doing the acting thing. I'm doing movies. I just did a Marshawn Lynch movie. They did a movie about his life. You know, he won the Super Bowl last year. They're going to the Super Bowl next Sunday, so I'm juiced about that. I'm like, oh, man. I'm about to do this Steve Jobs movie with Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber. They did some scenes last week for that. I'm going to do some more of that. I'm doing a movie called Secret in their Eyes with Nicole Kidman, Julia Roberts, and the guy from 12 Years a Slave. Doing that next month. And I'm currently, filming a movie called The Unnamed Movie. But this will be in theaters March 1st and selected theaters March 1st. And I actually have a role in another movie called 100 Blocks. That we'll start filming in the beginning, the first week of February. I'm going to be a character called Meechie. Her name's Meechie. It's kind of like, I don't know if you ever seen The Wire, and you should, because it's a dope show.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I'll be kind of how, like, Snoop was on The Wire, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be dope. It's an independent
movie. Meechie's a busy bee.
Very busy,
great.
Yeah. I'd rather be busy than not doing nothing, so I'm trying to be as busy as possible. I miss sleep, but I'll just have to deal with that.
Yeah, catch it in between.
Yeah, but
I'm excited, and I wish you the best in everything. I'll be looking out for these movies.
Thank you so much. For real, like, I'm full of everything. I'm going to let everybody know. I ain't going to hide that. I'm going to let everybody know.
Yes. So I could be trying to give you a ticket or something.
Yeah, for real. If you, where you live?
I am in Georgia.
You're in Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to Sweet Heat in Miami next, what is this, in May?
You know what? I'm actually getting ready to move to Florida. Anyway, probably in the next month or so. Because my girlfriend lives there, so I'm going to be moving
right
there. But trust
Miami.
Me, I'm going to be all and everything.
Yeah, if you bring you and your girlfriend, y'all come to see, man. I'm going to have to show you some love.
Yes.
Make sure you speak. I take pictures
and
stuff.
But, like, you remember me from the radio show? Like, girl, bye.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going to say, yeah, I remember you. What's up? I'm going to give you a CD. I'm going to sign and everything. So it's
I'm
all
like
love.
CDs now.
Yes. I'm old school. I'm, you know, they need to download stuff, but I like to give people CDs. So you can sign them. You can't sign no download.
Keep saying A signature could be worth a lot of stuff later on.
Yeah.
I'm a pack rat, so I keep all those little stuff like that.
Yeah, well, so I appreciate that.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad I got through. Last time I called here, Casey, I couldn't even get through.
Yeah.
Casey, you got that one on. I'm trying to be like Casey when I grow up.
Huh?
I'm trying to be like Casey when I grow up. Got the lines going crazy, can't even get through.
Yeah, it was that and my phone, and my phone was acting stupid. I had to send her inbox like, "Yo, I can't even get on." My phone was cutting off.
That's crazy.
I was so
Casey
mad.
Casey got the hotline.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's
what's up, man. You just make sure you tag me on Instagram so I can follow you. And then I'll follow your girl, too. Have your girl tag me, too, so she can learn the music, too.
She ain't on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram. Who's she running from? She got warrants or something?
No, she don't have warrants. She, you know, she a mature type of woman. She don't, you know, she ain't on Instagram. I be trying to get her on, but she ain't on Instagram.
Well, keep
so
you know,
Instagram could be for me.
Yeah, keep her off there. Just let her play the music then.
That I'll do.
All right, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm going to follow you too.
Okay.
All right,
there you go. 678-778. Talk to Young Shorty.
What's up, Casey and Young Shorty? This is Elle checking in. My question is, what is that one food or snack that you just have to have in the studio?
Oh, girl. Fruit snacks.
Oh.
Fruit snacks, girl. I'm addicted. Actually, this last 12-hour session, we had a whole box of them. I'm telling you, man. Fruit by the foot or them old school sharks, the shark fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Or Gushers, the tropical Gushers. Oh, my God. I got to have all that in there. I got to have fruit snacks. I got to have sunflower seeds, the regular kind. I don't eat that branch. It's got to be the regular kind of the little sunflower seeds. I got to have a rock star, the rock star punch kind. It can't be a regular. So I got specific stuff I need in there, you know. So if I ain't got no Red Bull, I got to have a rock star punch kind, and then I have to bring alcohol for my friends because that's what they drink. They drink Hennessy and Ciroc while I drink Rockstar and juice and shit. You know, I'm simple,
yeah.
But I gotta have, you know, snacks. But if we in there for a long period of time, I gotta have, if I want some food, unfortunately, sometimes when it's late in the studio, we gotta eat Jack in the Box. So I'm getting like two tacos and an egg roll or something, Jack in the Box. But if I'm hungry, like for food, and it's still like the daytime, I could get it. I get to go to a place called Nelly's. I order from there. It's a soul food place, so I got to get my little macaroni, my black eyed peas, and green beans, and my, you know, smoked steak and all that stuff with my yams and all that, and a big cup of lemonade mixed with tea.
Woo,
all those things. Yeah, I'm saying I like food. When I eat, I want some food. I don't want any junk. I don't want nothing that's gonna make me hungry an hour later. I don't eat no Chinese food and all that stuff. I need food that's gonna settle in, you know. So that's what I need. But if I can't get no regular food, all I need is fruit snacks, a rock star, and some sunflower seeds, and maybe some M&Ms, peanut time, and some chips. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, other than that, I try not to eat so much because I'll be trying to write. But if I get hungry, that's what my food is. But I gotta have that. So when people come to the studio, bring what I need. I need that.
So what are the things about being a rapper that you enjoy the most?
The fans. For me, like, it's dope. That's the best feeling is giving love and getting it right back. Like, that's the dopest thing ever in life to me. So I appreciate that. I just be so happy, and I'm just so humble about it, you know. I've never been cocky about it. Like, so I've done so many things to where other people would probably have had, you know, that type of attitude, like Eric and stuff. But I'm so down to earth, like, I'll go have lunch with a fan just because.
That's
the type of person I am. Like, well, Tony, I'm here. Are you around? I'm going to have lunch. Huh? Okay. All right. As long as they don't attack me, I'm pretty much cool with it. I'm pretty down to earth.
That's cool. I'm glad that you're down to earth. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Well, you got to follow me on Instagram, too, so I can follow you back.
Okay.
Did you call me?
Okay, what's your name?
My name on Instagram is I Love All My Fans. I'm on KC page, so if you go to KC page, you can click on me. She got me, you know, she tagged me for the show tonight, so I Love All My Fans.
Okay, cool. I'll follow you. It's going to be it_L, so, yeah.
I'm going to follow you. Tag me. I'm going to follow you.
Oh, and I must say, your music is dope. Keep it up. I wish you the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. I love you for that.
I love you too.
All right, Shorty. This is what I want you to do, man. I want you to plug everything. I want you to send your special shout outs. I want you to tell us where we can find you and how we can book you and all of your shows.
Oh, yes, man. Yes. If you go to YouTube and you type in Young Shorty Doo-Wop, you're going to find all my videos. Instagram and Twitter is I Love All My Fans. If you want to book me, you can DM me personally or you can hit that email. It's iloveallmyfans83@gmail.com. That gets you to my people. They'll, you know, get the, you know, paperwork, everything. If you want features, you hit that same email. You know, I'm down to work with anybody who's trying to get me on the phone. I don't care where you live. If you live in Africa, you can hit me up. I don't care. Facebook, I'm trying to get my old Facebook back, which was Young Shorty Doo Wop, but right now I got this other Facebook called Shorty Smith, but, you know, you can add me on there. I add everybody there, but most definitely that Instagram is where I'm at all the time, 24/7. And I got a show at the Dingo Lounge this Friday in San Jose with HBK Gang, man. Got to come out there. I got Fresh on the bill, The Real Scoob on the bill. Got a dancer called Tilda May on the bill. Like, and it's a whole bunch of other artists, surprise guests that we're going to have coming out. It's going to be dope, man. Got tickets for you. So if you need tickets, you holler at me. I got tickets. I can meet you personally and give them to you. You know what I'm saying? So I got things going up. I'm Sweet Heat, May 14th to the 18th in Miami, Florida. Get your tickets at sweetheatmiami.com. Follow them on Instagram at sweetheatmiami. What else is going on? I got the mixtape coming out in March, produced by Genesis Music Productions, GMP. I Love All My Fans. Much love to Lady Lovers, Silly Rab, everybody in the Bay Area. Shout out to everybody, DJ Hillrill, my DJ. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. Shout out to Desert Chaser, School, the Real Rich City Stu, everybody, man. And rest in peace to my best friend, Lita. To KC, she's on, because KC's the one who brought me on to the radio show. And everybody that called in today, I love you, man. I'm going to follow you on Instagram. Thank you, KC, for having me. I appreciate it, man, for real.
Nah, man, thank you for taking the time out to come and do this interview, man. Definitely was an honor. I don't say this much, but a lot of your words today have really, I had to sit back and think about a lot of things that were going on in my life and with people and everything. I'm just going to say you woke me up to a lot of things, too. So the first show, I have actually learned something, you know.
Yeah, appreciate that. I just want nothing but the best for you, Casey. You know what I'm saying? I want this show to be taking you to the top one day. I want you to be on your own radio show where it's satellite radio, all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Everything. I wish you nothing but the best, man. You're going to be blessed for real.
Thank you, man. Thank you. No doubt.
Everybody, make sure y'all download that Let Me In featuring Cyrus on SoundCloud right now, man. My SoundCloud is Young Shorty Doo Wop. Download that. Spread that around the world, man. Sisterhood of Hip Hop Season 2 is coming, man. So y'all better show some love, man. I love y'all.
All right, Shorty, what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to go ahead and take this time out to say thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. And what we're going to do before we clock this thing off, man, we're going to go ahead and play this song, Let Me Hear One More Time, featuring Young Shorty and Shia. Y'all take a listen to it. And again, thank you so much for coming on She's On Radio, man.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me. Good night, Casey, and everybody who's listening. Much love.
Good night.
Do I'm out.
All right. Y'all make sure y'all download this on SoundCloud after I play this. It's just going to be dope.
Hey.
I am.
They'd rather see me glammed up, panties in the bra. I told them, no, no way. Take me as I am, nigga, and you gon' pay. These lame niggas spin the water while I'm spinning gas. But you don't wanna sign me, cause I ain't taking ass. Nigga, fuck you. Mama too. I'm equal as them. Red, white, and blue. I spit crack and they fiendin' for it. I'm like Bo in the game, niggas leanin' for me. I've been praying to the Lord and he sees it for me. Young God in the shit, give me the glory, huh? You think you're fresh, but you ain't better than me. You better sit your ass down and have several seats. If I denounce my throne, you still wouldn't be king. I'm like LeBron in the fourth, nigga, I'm taking the ring, nigga. Nigga came a long way, I did, nigga, try and hold me down. I'm a beast, but I'm coming for whoever hold the crown. Let me in for I really show out. I need at least 10 bands if I ever go out. That's the model, fuck the labels and execs too. We independent, me and Wap, getting bread, boo. Let me in, though.
Let me in,
nigga, get your ass back. No choice but to respect me, nigga. If your ass was in line, I'll be next to him, nigga. My big money talks, so don't text me, nigga. And I ain't gonna stop my grind till my check six figures, nigga.
Follow me at KC Team She's On all social media. Tomorrow I have Akilah the Hunt from UMP Radio. Y'all make sure y'all check out the interview later on in the week. We have Kush Kona coming on here sharing her music. Kim Joyce will be here February 2nd. That's going to be a dope interview, ladies, so y'all make sure y'all tune in. And, again, shout-out to Young Shorty for coming on here and making this interview pop. I love y'all, ladies. See ya.